Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Memtesam and Aleph. We're holding about a quarter of the way down from the top of Memtesam and Aleph by the words Bayur of Papa. So says the Gemara, we're continuing to discuss the lachis of Chafino, Bayur of Papa, Chafan Chaveirai, Vinasna Say Chafnav Mahu. What's the lacha? If the Kohen Gadol has someone else perform the Chafina and then put the Mali Chafnav into his hands, what's the lacha? Does that work? Mali Chafnav bin and Vahika, do we just need it that he has a Mali Chafnav, which he does? Or maybe there needs to be a Maisa Lekicha, he needs to perform the actual Chafina, which he doesn't have over here, and therefore it's not going to work. Says the Gemara Teiku. By Rabbi Shul ben Levi, Rabbi Shul ben Levi asked the Shaila regarding Chafino. If the Kohen Gadol dies after performing Chafino, can the backup Kohen Gadol who's going to take his place, can he go in with the first Kohen Gadol's Chafino, or does he have to perform a new one? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, upon hearing that this is Rabbi Shul ben Levi Shaila, so he said that, look, we are mechavin to the Rishayinim, because apparently Rabbi Chanina had the same Shaila, and seemingly he's saying that, look, I was mechavin to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shaila, who's older than me. Says the Gemara, Lemeimer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kashish. You mean to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is older? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that li hitter Rabbi Chanina lishta shachalayim b'shabbos. That one time Rabbi Chanina was matter for me to drink shachalayim b'shabbos, which was he was drinking it for medicinal purposes, and he was saying that Rabbi Chanina was matter for me. So you see, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the Shaila to Rabbi Chanina, it must be Rabbi Chanina was older than him. So before the Gemara gets to the answer, the Gemara is just going to go on a little bit of a tangent. Says the Gemara, Lishtois, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi got a heter to drink it. Pshita, obviously it's a mutter to drink it. It's none. It's a mefirsh mission on Mesecha Shabbos. It says, Kula eichlen eichl adam l'refua, v'chol amashkin shaysa. It says you're allowed to eat or drink any foods or drinks that are eaten or drunk by healthy people. So you're allowed to eat or drink them on Shabbos, even if you're doing it for medicinal purposes. So what would be the shayla about whether or not it's a mutter to drink shachlayim? So says the Gemara, Elish, rather, the shayla, the heter, that Rabbi Chanina gave Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was about grinding and drinking shachayim b'shabbos. Well, frak the Gemara, hechidami, what's the case? Grinding is asur on Shabbos. So what's the case? If there was a sakana, send mishur sharis. And again, it's pasha that it's mutter. Vidaleka sakanta, and if there was not a sakana, send meisar asur, send it's taka asur. So what's the case? Says the Gemara, la'ilam nika sakanta. It was a case that there was a sakana. V'hachi kami bayale, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was still asking Rabbi Chanina the following shayla. In a chanami, it was not a halachic shayla. It's pasha that halacha was mutter, in terms of betzen, that it's mutter to take medicine on Shabbos for sakana. But the shayla about the shachlayim was, is mi masya, is it something which heals the neichel alayu shabso, that it's worth it to be chumachal Shabbos for it, because it's something which will work. Alay masya v'loy neichel alayu shabso, or maybe it doesn't heal, and therefore it's not something which it's kedai to be mechal Shabbos for. Well, says the Gemara, umayish Rabbi Chanina, so then why did he dafka ask Rabbi Chanina for just the medical Shaila? Says the Gemara, because you should know, Mishun the Baki Berafuasu, that Rabbi Chanina was a Baki, he was a good doctor, he was a Baki in Rafua. The Amar Rabbi Chanina once said, that nobody ever asked me before about a maka from a white mule and lived from it. So you see that he was a bucky in Rafu, and people were asking him shailas. Now just ask the Gemara on this pratyastika example. What do you mean? But we see that people do live, even if they get a maka from a white mule. Says the Gemara, Ema v'chayos. He wasn't saying that they don't live, but they don't get healed from that maka. What do you mean? But we see that they do get healed. Says the Gemara, yeah, but besoim kadinu. Rabbi Chanina was talking about red mules, v'chivar and resh karayu, just that their feet, the tips of their feet are white. Kamrina, that's what Rabbi Chanina was referring to when he said, and nobody ever asked me about such a makkah, and that it got healed. But says the Gemara, mikol makkah, it comes out that Shema Minad, Rabbi Chanina kashish. You see that Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so therefore Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi took Eitzah from Rabbi Chanina. So you see Rabbi Chanina was older. So how could Rabbi Chanina say, Baya re'ei, she'elas ha'rishayinim? Says the Gemara, Mikomaka im Shema Minah, says the Gemara, Elohachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. He wasn't saying that, look, Baruch Hashem, I was Mechavin to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was younger than him. Rather, what Rabbi Chanina was saying is, Borei, that Sheilasun Kesheilash Arishainim. He was thinking about Rabbi Shul ben Levi's Shaila. That Baruch Hashem, that their Shaila is like the Shaila of the Rishayna, meaning that Rabbi Shul ben Levi was Mechavin to me. That's what Rabbi Chanina was saying. Well, in fact, the Gemara, how could Rabbi Chanina ever have asked such a Shaila about Chafan Umeis? But Umi Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hachi, could Rabbi Chanina ever have even asked such a Shaila? For Amar Rabbi Chanina once said that Par v'loy b'dam shel par. It's a machlekes if the Kohen Gadol has to go in just with the dam of the par, or he has to be the one who actually shechted the par. And Rabbi Chanina Shita is that the Kohen Gadol has to be the one that shechted the par. It's papar. He has to go with the actual par, meaning with the dam of a par that he shechted, and not just with the dam of the par. And va'amar Rabbi Chanina, k'tayres shechafna kaidim shechitas apar le'asav le'klom, that it doesn't help. It's as if you did nothing if you do the chafina before the shechitas apar. The chafina has to be after the shechitas apar. So now, if we're talking about a kohen gadol who did the chafina and then he died, so that means another kohen gadol now is going to be the one that's going to take the dam lefnai v'lefnim. If another kohen gadol is going to be the one that has to take the dam lefnai v'lefnim, he's going to have to do a new shechit on the par. He's going to have to get a new par. He can't go in with the old kohen gadol's par, with the old kohen gadol's dam. He's going to have to go in with a new par. So if he's going to have to perform the shechit again, he's going to have to perform the chafina again, because the chafina can't be done before the shechita. So what's the shaila? What's the negeya to? Could the new kohen gadol go in with the first kohen gadol's chafina? Of course not. He's going to have to perform a new chafina because he's going to have to perform a new shechita on the par. So says the Gemara, Achikamer, this is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say. That means to come by leha from the fact Rabbi Shua ben Levi is asking such a shaila bechal de kesaver bepar rafila bedam shel par. It must be he doesn't darshan bepar v'loy bedam shel par. He holds that the kohen gadol does not need to shecht the par himself, and he can even go in with the dam of the par. Ulamai desfira le she lasso kishel sa rishonim. So based on that which he holds, that he holds like those that I argue with, so that means he's being mechaven to the earlier dayres, because those who I argue with, they also ask this shaila. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi was mechaved to them. Well, says the Gemara, my Havila, what's talking the Maskana with regarding Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shaila about Chafan Umeis Mahu Sheikanis Acher Bechafinasei? Can the back of Kohen Gadol use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina? So says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't tell us the din, but the Gemara tells us when the din is when the Shaila is Negeya. The Amar of Papa I Chayfen V'Chayzer V'Chayfen. If the Halacha is that the Kohen Gadol, once he goes off Naiv Lefnim into the Kodesh Hakadoshim, he has to perform a new Chafina. So then Chaver Nichnas Bechafinasei Dami Kaim Chafina. So then the new Kohen Gadol, he could go in with the previous Kohen Gadol's Chafina, because he'll be Mekayim Chafina when he does the Chafina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, he ain't Chayfen V'Chayzer V'Chayfen if the Halacha is that the Kohen Gadol does not perform a new Chafina when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then Tibayilach, that's when the Shaila of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is Nageya. Amar Le Rabbi Huna, Breder of Yeshua, the Rav Papa, he said that no, Adar Rabba, the opposite is true. It's that I Chayfen V'Chayzer V'Chayfen lo Yikani Sacher B'Chafinasai. If the Halacha is that the Kohen Gadol has to perform a second Chafina when he goes off Naiv Lefnim, so then it's Pasha that he cannot go in with the previous Kohen Gadol's Chafina. Why? Because he Efshe Shli Yichasim Shli Yaiser. It's impossible that the first Kohen Gadol, his hands won't be slightly bigger or slightly smaller. So he's going to have a little bit more or a little bit less than the Mali Chafnav of the second Kohen Gadol. V'ein chayfen v'chayzer v'chayfen. It's only if he does not need to perform chafina a second time lefnai v'lefnim. That's when Tibaylach. That's when the shaila of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is negeya. Oh, you're right.